When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and to, you know, validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists make excuses for their behaviors? Excuses, excuses, excuses. So, y'all, if you haven't already, join the channel memberships. There's extra perks behind the scenes, whatever, private groups, Discord servers, and things like that. I got a vlog going on, personal posts, all kinds of stuff. The link is in the description, y'all, for that. If you follow me on Facebook, if you don't follow me on YouTube, follow me on YouTube right now if you listen to this on a podcast. But, yeah. Excuses for their behaviors, y'all. Woo. You get a lot of narcissistic people, y'all, out here. Even some of the self-aware narcissists make excuses for our behaviors. I am guilty of that as well. This is not me trying to attack any other self-aware narcissist creator. This is me just saying I'm guilty of it as well. Because you see a lot of narcissistic people, toxic people, other, you know, mentally disordered, personality disordered people, whatever. Or just talk to people overall, making excuses for what they do, making excuses for how they treat people, even now today, you know? And it's easier, it's easier that way. If I can make an excuse for my behavior, so many people will just gravitate towards those excuses and validate those excuses. It's an easy way to get validation, an easy way to get supply. Because like you can put something in the comment section and just say, hey guys, I was raised this way. I'm a victim of trauma. That's why I'm horrible, or I'm racist, or I'm a terrible person, or this or that. And people will just be like, oh, you're so stunning and brave. I'm like, look at, I see it from a distance. I see the manipulation. I'm like, you just literally made an excuse for your behavior. And people are lifting you up on their shoulders and celebrating you. Hey guys, the reason I beat up women because my mom was horrible to me, and I couldn't get back at my mom, so I take it out through women. And that's why I have 17 domestic violence charges on me. And people are like, bro, we get it, bro, we get it. Lift you up on their shoulders and let you surf the crowd. Let you crowd surf the TikTok streets and the TikTok, let you crowd surf on social media. They lift you up, y'all. It's easier because, y'all, even like, you can give reasons for your behavior, but not make an excuse for it. You know, so many people make excuses by blaming. You'll see people giving a reason for their behavior, and they'll turn around and circle back to it, and they'll blame deflect at the very end and just eradicate the reasoning behind it. There's a difference between reasons, giving a reason for your behavior, and making an excuse for your behavior. Reasons are how we got here. Excuses are how we stay here. You know, this is how we got here. Reasons are how we got here. Excuses are how we stay here. Ooh, I just made that up on top of my head, y'all. Ooh, I'm writing that one down. Reasons versus excuses. Y'all, do not take that either. Do not take it. I know how y'all are on the internet that will take my saying and you will try to make it yours. No, do not do that. But yeah, there's a difference between a reason and an excuse. Reasons are, hey, y'all, I was raised this way, and I'm fighting hard to change my behaviors. An excuse is, hey, y'all, I was raised this way, I'm fighting hard to change my behaviors, but they always add the word in, but, or also, or something like that, or something along those lines, which it sounds the same, but it's not. It can start off good, but it finishes. You know, I was raised this way, and this is the reason behind my behaviors, but it's not my fault, but I don't remember, but. It's always but. What about what happened to me? What about the people that didn't accept me and push me further this way? You see what I'm saying? What about the women who didn't accept me and push me further this way? If they would have just talked to me and asked me why I hit women, I could have just told them I was traumatized. Boom, excuse. It becomes an excuse. You see what I'm saying? A lot of narcissistic people do this, y'all, because accountability is still kryptonite. even for self-aware narcissists. Accountability sucks. Accountability hurts. Accountability is like, I'm telling you, it's like poison to narcissistic people. It's like literally a, it's damn near a blood thinner. It thins our blood out. It's like there's a better way to say this. How do I say this without trying to sound crazy? I was gonna say we're cold-blooded like snakes, but we're not. We're not snakes. Some are snaky. Yes, there's some sneaky snake narcissists. But yeah, making an excuse, y'all, is easy. It's the easy way out. And narcissistic people are typically going to take the path of least resistance. If I give a reason for my behavior and I stand on it, then I have to take account. That's me taking accountability. And that's the path of this. There's greater resistance there. I'm going to get backlash. I'm going to get held accountable. I probably won't get as much remorse and regret and whatever. But if I make an excuse for my behavior, that's literally the easiest way out. It's the easy way out here. There's a path of least resistance. I'm going to get the validation. I'm going to get more people to like me and care for me. You know what I mean? I'm just telling you, y'all, there's a big difference. And you see a lot of narcissistic people online that absolutely will make excuses for their behaviors because it's easy. You know, it's easy to make an excuse because excuses allow me to still be in control. An excuse allows me to be in control and deflect the blame to other people. Like I'm control. It's like a tennis racket, y'all. You're hitting the ball. You're hitting the accountability, the balls of accountability to me. I'm smacking them back to you. I'm serving them back. You serving them like you're Andre Agassi, and I'm reflecting it back like I'm Nikola, like I'm Djokovic. You see what I'm saying? You see this happen a lot, y'all. This happens quite a bit in these situations. So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, understand that some people do give you reasons. Hey, y'all, look, I was raised bad. And I'm doing my best to counteract those behaviors right now and work on them. Like, I'm not trying to make any excuses or anything like that. I'm just going to put it in the work. I don't expect forgiveness. I don't expect acceptance. I'm just putting it in the work. An excuse is, well, guys, this is excuse sounds exactly the same. Hey, guys, this is the reason for my behaviors. Only thing I can do is put in the work. But it hurt when I got beat. It hurt this, that, it, but. Excuses allow lack of accountability and allow that narcissistic person, toxic person to feel better about their self, to feel better about their situation, to feel more in control. I'm just telling you, you'll get this a lot. So be very wary of narcissistic people, toxic people in your life, giving you a reason or an excuse, because excuses still lack the necessary accountability to make any type of permanent behavioral alterations. If you listen for the word, but when somebody's telling you why they did what they did, it was so wrong with me. Look, I'm so sorry for cheating on you. I just have an aversion towards, you know, I have serious trust issues because I've been cheated on before and it hurts and it sucks. And I'm always thinking like, what if you cheat on me? What if you leave me? And I will be completely destroyed. So there's no more. I'm not trying to make an excuse or anything like that. The only thing I can do is be better and try to work on the trust. That's the reason. You see what I'm saying? There's more of a reason. An excuse is, yeah, I cheated on you and I had trauma in my childhood, but I didn't love her. I didn't really love her or anything like that. But what you wouldn't give me love, but you didn't, you weren't really talking to me, but you wouldn't let me clap them cheeks when I wanted to. So I had to go clap them somewhere else. I had to go get my clappings in somewhere else. But watch out for the butts. Watch out for the big butts. Watch out for the butts. You have to, y'all. It's just easier. Excuses are easier, y'all. Like I said, reasons is how we got here. Excuses is how we stay here. Making it, like I said, don't accept excuses for people's behaviors, especially if you're trying to forgive them or work through issues, work through marital issues, work through relationship issues, work through friendship issues. No excuses accepted. Only genuine, authentic apologies. Reason. Yeah, you can give me a reason. Why? Okay, thank you. Give me an excuse why. Okay, no thank you. Don't accept excuses, y'all. Anyway, y'all, this will be a quick hitter episode. Thank y'all for tuning in to another one. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all because as much as y'all learn from me, I promise, I've learned even more from you. I really, really have. Like I said, the Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. Lee Hammack, Self-Love, I Love Me. The Self-Love Journal is right here, y'all. Check out the channel memberships. Thank you for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Peace.